Well, we're here today at the Tulsa Farm Show talking with Steve Copeland, Minority Leader at the Oklahoma State Capitol. Steve, tell me a little bit about this special session that Governor Fallon has instituted, I guess, coming on. What are we going to be discussing?
Well, all I can tell you about the special session is it starts the 18th. Just shortly after we adjourned the last session, I spoke with our chief of staff one time, and that's all the communication I have had with the governor or any other entity over at the Capitol. So whatever happens the 18th will be as much a surprise to me as it is you.
Great. Do you have any priorities for yourself that you hope to bring up in discussion?
Well, we've promoted the idea of restoring not only some of the income tax cuts that we've had in the state over the last 8-10 years, but also restoring the gross production tax back to the historic level or somewhere close to the historic level of 7%. We think that we have used that as incentive for the oil and gas industry, and that it's time for that incentive to expire and return to the original percentage.
Absolutely. So obviously a lot of discussion surrounding our state's budget, that's our budget deficit. Where does that stand as of today?
Well, there's still the $110, $111 million budget hole that was created when the governor vetoed portions of 1054. And so that is either some tax incentives or tax credits are going to have to be removed, or there's going to have to be some additional cuts take place if no additional revenue is raised. Now, there are ways, like I said, removing some of those incentives and some tax credits, but those are more long-term. I mean, it takes a while to get those out of the cycle. We have reached an acute situation where we need the revenue now, so they're going to have to find some places, somewhat like they did with the car tax, a percent and a quarter, something that brings in revenue pretty quickly to meet the need for this past year's budget.
Absolutely. I know one issue that AFR and Farm Bureau and others that have talked about is tax on gasoline and stuff. But one thing that they are asking is that money be put into our infrastructure, our roads and bridges and such as that. Do you have a perspective on that?
Well, we have pretty much looked at the fuel tax negatively, because in rural areas, I mean, my district is a rural district, it's going to affect my people a lot more than will, say, people that live in the urban areas. I know they've come up with a dollar figure of about $35, $40 per vehicle is what it would cost, but you take an individual who lives in my district and commutes to as far as Oklahoma City or Tulsa to work, it's going to cost them a great deal more than that. So I don't oppose the idea of that money going to transportation. Lord knows we need money invested in transportation, but the original bill with that fuel tax was going to use the first portion of it for a teacher pay raise, and then it was going to be converted to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, which left the question of where was the additional money going to come from then that was going to supply the money for the teacher pay raises. So we have not said completely no on the fuel tax, but we haven't looked as favorably on that. We think that's somewhat of a regressive tax to our folks and would sooner see revenue raised like on the high income earners, some other area that would be less regressive.
On the horizon coming into 2018 and beyond that, is there any issues coming up that you think might affect the rural community here in Oklahoma?
Well, as everybody knows, commodity prices have been somewhat lower than we've seen in the past, and the rural communities really are kind of facing a downturn in the economy. We're facing some hard times. Hopefully, we can do things that will not only prop up rural health care, which is a huge issue. We've lost too much rural health care. We promoted the idea of expanding Medicaid and using some federal dollars to do that with. We met some resistance because there was, at the time, the assumption that expanding Medicaid would enlarge the federal deficit, but seeing the proposed tax cut that the Senate and the House has approved in Washington, it appears the deficit is no longer a concern. So hopefully they'll consider raising the or expanding Medicaid in Oklahoma and providing more assistance for rural folks when it comes to health care and keeping some of our rural hospitals viable.
Absolutely. So sitting here talking to you today here at the Tulsa Farm Show, we're actually at the AFR Rural Outreach Reception. How important are events like this for our farmers to reach out to our urban neighbors and kind of vice versa?
Well, you know, we may be able to produce the product, but we've got to have somebody consume it. And I know I was a member of the Oklahoma Beef Council for a number of years, and we used a lot of our checkoff dollars on the East and West Coast where most people were, because that's where the consumers were, and overseas as well, trying to create markets to sell our products. So we need a good relationship with our urban counterparts, not only as far as consumers and producers goes, but even in the legislative arena, when you consider that more and more of the legislators are because of the population swings in the state and the shifts, the urban areas are growing and the rural areas are not. And so we're seeing more and more urban legislators elected and less rural legislators. So we're not really a rural legislature anymore. I think last year was the first time in the history of the state that we had more urban legislators than rural legislators. So it's extremely important that we keep in touch with our urban counterparts and explain to them what problems and issues that we face out in rural Oklahoma to produce that food fiber that they enjoy.